the Louisiana Purchase, the Erie Canal, the Transcontinental Railroad, the Works Progress Administration, the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Federal Interstate Highway System. Infrastructure has always been a critical economic tool to reignite the economy, and that's missing now. These challenges are probably greater and graver than most other economic challenges that we have faced, and the only thing that's missing is the kind of response we've had in the past. And it's particularly serious when you compare what we're doing to what our global competitors are doing. China will invest $200 billion in high-speed rail. Spain will invest $150 billion in high-speed rail. And we just concluded a raging debate over a fraction of that, $8 billion in the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act for high-speed rail. Most of that money went to the state of Florida, and their governor just said, no, don't want it. It's a boondoggle, and gave it back. And so you cannot move forward in any global economy based on missteps, backsteps, and half steps. And that is, unfortunately, those are the steps we're taking right now with respect to infrastructure.